You know, by now, it's possible that you've encountered the term path of totality. It refers to the solar eclipse that will zoom across the United States Monday, reaching Maryland in the early afternoon. Maryland is not in the path of totality, but if the weather is right, we will experience a very hardy partial eclipse. Jim O'Leary joins me. He is the lead space science and astronomy specialist at the Maryland Science Center. Longtime listeners of WYPR will remember him as the host of Skywatch, which used to air on our station back in the day. Jim, it's good to see you. Welcome back to WYPR.
Thank you, Tom. Great to be here again.
So Monday afternoon, this very rare event, we haven't had one of these for 99 years or something. About what time here in Baltimore can we expect it?
Things start at 1:18 in the afternoon on Monday, and what happens is that the moon starts to move in front of the sun, and it's kind of subtle right there at the beginning. So if you have a safe way to view it with these eclipse glasses or the properly filtered telescope, it might take a minute or two for you to notice that something's happened. But what you will see is sort of a notch cut out of the side of the sun. And over the next hour and, say, 20 minutes or so, that notch will grow more and more and more. And then by 2:43, 80% of the sun will be covered. And then all will be left will be sort of a crescent, like 20% of the sun's surface, like a crescent-shaped moon almost. That's the maximum of the eclipse we'll see here. And all during that time, you need these eclipse glasses to watch it or some other safe way to watch the eclipse.
And the eclipse glasses, I know we've had some trouble. There have been people sort of promulgating fake ones, right? I mean, how do you know that the ones that you've gotten are going to work?
It's a very good point. Yeah, there's a number of companies that have put out ones that weren't tested properly. The ones that have been certified have an ISO number on them. But unfortunately, if there's illegitimate companies out there, they can print that number on the glasses as well. The best place to go is the American Astronomical Society. Their website, AAS.org, has a whole page of legitimate companies whose glasses they have tested, and they know they're proper and they'll shield your eyes from the sun. Now, some of those companies already sold out, unfortunately. But if you find ones that aren't, if you get some express shipping, you should be able to get some. And we are actually giving some away at the Science Center up till the day of the eclipse. So if you visit, come to the planetarium, we have a pair of eclipse glasses free of charge for each family.
So if you don't have glasses and you look at the sun during this eclipse, you're going to be in for some serious problems.
Indeed, yeah. Just like looking at the sun any day. Most days you look away because it's so bright. But even with 20% of the sun still remaining, that's still bright enough to do damage to your eyes. It can burn the back of your retina. And we know the back of the retina itself, the back of your eye, has no nerve receptors, so you don't feel anything. But just hours or a day later, you might notice a spot. So you want to be extremely careful. And that's one of the things we do at the Science Center. We have properly filtered telescopes. We have ways to project an image of the sun. We have the eclipse glasses. So that's if you're going to go with a group somewhere that's doing an event, that's probably a safe way to do it because those folks like us know how to do it and how to do it safely.
What about taking pictures of it with your iPhone?
You could take a picture of the iPhone. From here, you won't really see much difference because even with 20% of the sun left, it's very bright. So you probably wouldn't even notice a difference.
And this will occur over the span of an hour or so?
Yeah,
more?
It goes from like 1:18 to 2:43 is the max, but then the moon starts moving off the sun. So by 4:01, everything's over. So it's really 1:18 to 4:01. What's that, like two hours and 40 minutes?
Yeah,
so
it's a long
pretty
time.
Slow event.
Yeah. But now for folks who are in areas where there is a full eclipse, a total, you know, the path of totality,
right.
That's actually going to happen fairly quickly. The total part of it is going to proceed apace.
It is, right. So once you get to that middle part where you get totality, that's at max about 2 minutes and 40 seconds for the people who are at the maximum part of that. I think it ranges from like 2 minutes up in Oregon to about 2 minutes and 10 seconds down in South Carolina. That's the only time you can take any glasses off or watch the sun directly because at that point the sun is completely covered by the moon. And what's beautiful about it is there's the corona of the sun, the atmosphere of the sun that stretches out on all sides. Absolutely spectacular sight.
And what can we expect for things like what's going to happen in nature here in Baltimore, you know, during that couple of hours there?
One of the things you might notice is as we near maximum around 2:45, I wonder if the temperature might drop. That's something to kind of keep an eye out for. And the funny thing about a partial eclipse, even with 20% of the sun covered, uncovered, you may not notice a difference if you weren't paying attention. Now, you might notice there's a bit of a different character to the light. The shadows are a little different, a little sharper perhaps. But maybe it's that temperature drop just slightly. around 2:45, you might notice that's the one difference.
Will the birds react in a different way? Will cats and dogs at home notice something going on? Is this something that they'll have a sensitivity to? Like my little beagle really is hip to barometric pressure. She knows when a thunderstorm is coming. Is she going to understand about this prior to it happening?
If you're in the path of totality, then you'd notice some differences, because that's when animals start acting differently. They take the cues of nature, and it seems like evening, like twilight. So they'll start doing what they do in the evening. Birds might stop singing. Crickets might start chirping. Different things could happen. But that's mostly in the path of totality. I'd be curious to see if animals do anything around here, because there isn't going to be a huge difference in the light, because the sun, even with a little bit exposed, is extremely bright.
What's the best place, or where is the best place to see it here in the Baltimore region?
You know, as long as you can see the sun and you have a safe way to watch it, easy to watch. If you think about it's going to happen between 1:18 and 4, if you go outside today, tomorrow, the next day, see where the sun is between 1 and 4 o'clock. That's where it'll be in the sky, so you'll know there are no trees in the way or buildings or whatever. But again, I always suggest places like our Science Center or other places where they're having eclipse viewing events, and people who know how to do it properly. That's the most important thing, to be safe about it.
But up high is good. I mean, is that going to be better than if you're driving down 83? I mean, can you just
don't watch it driving down 83, right? Don't do that, right?
but you pull off to the side of the road, get out of your car, and
actually,
look up?
Actually, there are traffic folks who are concerned about that along the path of totality. People might stop. They might be surprised by the darkness and pull off. So there's some concern there. But as long as you can see the sun in the sky, again, between 1 and 4, between now and Monday, that's exactly where the sun will be on Monday. So just scope it out in the next couple of days, and you'll be ready to go.
As a guy who studies this, as a guy who knows this, as a guy whose life has been devoted to understanding these kinds of phenomena, what does this mean to you personally?
It's an amazing thing, because we know the positions of movements of the sun, moon, and the earth so well. We can predict this down to the fraction of a second. So intellectually, we know what's going to happen. But I've seen two of these in the past, two total eclipses, and they are just astounding celestial events. They're emotional events, and people react in wild and crazy ways. So I'm really looking forward to it and hoping for good weather.
Jim O'Leary is the lead space science and astronomy specialist at the Maryland Science Center. A partial solar eclipse will be visible here in Maryland on Monday afternoon if it isn't cloudy. Is that right, Jim?
That's right.
We got to just hope for
no clear skies.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well, we've got a link to more information on our website, wipr.org/midday. Jim O'Leary, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Enjoy the partial.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Coming up after a break, a serenade from members of Symphony No. 1. That's a new classical music ensemble that hit the scene just a few years ago. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.